Good evening. This is Life Rattle, your story show. I'm your host, Lori Callis. Tonight, on Life Rattle number 1330, we feature new Life Rattle writer, William Verbensky. William Verbensky was born in 1992 in Toronto, Ontario, to a Slovakian father and Italian mother. He has lived in Oakville, Ontario his entire life and moved once, just down the road, into a bigger home. William loves to follow and play hockey, basketball, and baseball, and occasionally enjoys binge-watching TV shows like his personal favorite, Breaking Bad. William Verbensky currently studies digital business and professional writing in the hopes of one day earning a master's in business administration. Apart from writing, William enjoys the study of commerce and the challenge of finding ways to better businesses through the adoption of technology. He aspires to follow in the footsteps of his father and become a successful entrepreneur. In tonight's featured story, William brings us to the heart of what many consider a central component of our Canadian identity, the game of hockey. This brilliant depiction of a boy's passion and dedication to the sport will arouse a sense of national pride, even in those who don't follow the game. Using deceptively simple writing, with just enough hockey lingo to add flavor, this story fully engages us in the mind of a 14-year-old whose world centers on being the best player he can be. His discipline and focus, and the support of his parents, reveals the deep underpinnings of Canada's national obsession. Let's listen now as William Verbensky reads his story, Journey, tonight on Life Rattle.
Journey by William Verbensky. Jason stretches tiny strides into large, long strides. His arms swing forward and backward. He gains speed. I call for the puck in the slot. Jason fires the rubber onto the sweet spot of my blade. Smack. The loud hammer-to-nail noise echoes inside the arena. I glance to the right. The goalie springs out to the hash marks. Alex waits beside the yawning net. I slap over a crisp pass. One-timer. Alex rifles the puck to the top right corner of the net, where Mama keeps the peanut butter. Coach calls it a practice. The team glides to the rink door, hops onto the black spongy floor, and shuffles down the hall to hit the showers. Captain Blake, son of the head coach, scans our dressing room and nods his head. All right, Devils, solid practice. Way to work, boys. 15 exhausted 14-year-old boys pant to catch their breaths. Blake leaps from the wooden bench, marches around the garbage can in the middle of the room, and shouts, "What a season, boys. 13 wins, only 5 losses, and 2 ties. I'm proud to be a Devil. I know I want it. Who else wants it?" The team chants, the coaches cheer, and the parents clap. "We do. Go, Devils, go. Go, Devils, go. Go, Devils, go." Brandon smacks his stick on the black rubber floor over and over again. Evan smashes a high five into Brett's hand. Armando clenches his fist, anchors his left arm around my neck, and scrubs in a playful noogie. We are ready to play. We are ready to win. Nothing can stop us now. Dad and I stride towards the car. I toss my equipment into the trunk. I hop into the leather seat, secure my seatbelt, and suck in a deep breath. "Wow, Bill, the team's pumped. Are you ready?" Dad says. "I think so. I'm just really anxious." "That's normal. Tomorrow's a big game, champ." The sun rises above the horizon of the winding road. My stomach twists and turns. I wonder what it would feel like to win a championship game. I toss and turn all night. How do I act when my name's called onto the ice? Should I forecheck the whole game? Or should I play more defensively? Where's the best place to shoot the puck on the goalie? How do I react if we win? How do I react if we lose? I wake up. I dread going to school. After math, religion, gym, and social studies, I rush along the gravel path through the ravine, taking shortcuts that no one else knows about. The game is not for another 4 hours, but I want to get home early to warm up. Black rubber marks smudge our beige garage doors. Dad always yells at me about the hundreds of smears and dents. I continue to shoot at them with all my might. I march to the front door and whip it open. Mom, is dinner ready? I scream. No answer. I walk into the house and slam the door shut. The delicious aroma of Mom's rich, homemade tomato meat sauce fills the air. Bill, supper's ready, Mom shouts. Oh, now you answer me. I walk into the kitchen. I didn't hear you, Mom says. Make sure you eat all your pasta. You need all the energy you can get for tonight's game. I know, Mom, I mutter while chomping down my first forkful. The sweet, juicy, and perfectly ripe tomatoes come from Nono's garden. The savory sauce and loads of Parmesan cheese melt in my mouth. My watch beeps and flashes, 5 p.m., only 2 hours until game time. Plunk, I chuck my hockey bag over the tailgate of our Ford F-150. My parents sit in the front captain seats. I leap up the truck's chrome steps and pull my body into the back seat. So what's the game plan tonight, champ? Here we go again. Dad always pumps me up before games. I always attempt to break out of his lectures, but deep down inside, I love these blood-pumping pep talks. The radio blasts, Eye of the Tiger by Survivor. My pulse pounds in my temples. Flutters fill my stomach. I'm gonna do my best, I reply as I gnaw on the lace of my Nike sweater. Mom pipes up. Billy, Dad and I are very proud of you, and there's no pressure at all. Just have a good time and be safe out there. I love Mom to pieces, but the last thing I'm thinking about is having fun and being safe. Angie, this is a big game. Dad adjusts the rearview mirror and stares at me. Bill, you're a smart player. Keep your head up out there and don't be afraid to go with the puck. Joshua's Creek, Twin Rank Arena. The neon blue sign glows over the front entrance. I take a deep breath. Cars overload the parking lot. We squeeze our truck between two SUVs. You ready to go, buddy? Alex screams from the entrance. Hell yeah, I am. Let's do this, bro, I yell back. Alex is my line mate. He plays right wing, Jason plays left wing, and I play center. Our line is best known for our tic-tac-toe goals. Coach starts our line most of the time. For the first time ever, I pray Coach doesn't pick us to start tonight's game. People crowd the tight arena hallway. The odor from the buttery arena popcorn teases me. My craving will have to wait until after tonight's game. The concrete floor shines with spilled pop and chewed gum. My shoes stick to the floor with every step I take towards the community schedule monitor. Unfamiliar faces call out. Hey, Billy, how are you? Bill, how are things? You ready for the big game? Verbensky, go get 'em, buddy. You're in Rink A, Dressing Room 5. I know these people are the parents of my teammates, but I don't know any of their names. Hey guys, I'm doing well, thanks, I reply to everyone. I fidget with my gear as I continue towards Rink A. My stomach twists and turns. I breathe deeply and stare forward towards the battlefield. A blue metal door stands between me and the rink. The entrance is the boundary between reality and fame. I swing the heavy metal door open. A Zamboni shapes lines back and forth between each end of the ice, leaving a shiny surface ready for war. I stomp down the hallway beside the boards. Good luck, bud. You're gonna need it, a Vikings player says. I don't know his name, but I recognize his face. Pfft, easy there, Gretzky. I scan his body up and down. Crazy Train by Ozzy Osbourne blares in my team's dressing room. My teammate's loud and deep Verbensky howl greets me. "Verbensky, how are you feeling, buddy? You ready to go?" Coach says. "I'm feeling good. I'm ready." "Yo, Billy." Jason jumps to his feet and bolts to me. Our props bounce off each other's closed fists. "Finally you made it," our goalie Armando says. "Hey, boys," I reply. "Armando, stop a puck tonight, would ya?" "Well, maybe if you came back and played a little bit of defense, I would save more," Armando says. Armando and I always tease each other about how we play the game. It helps us get better. I throw on my jockstrap and pile on the rest of my heavy equipment. I tighten the laces on my skates till my inner fingers turn purple. My equipment reeks of pure sweat. It needs a good cleaning. It's good luck to keep all the strong and annoying scents in my gear. Coach begins. "So, boys, we made it this far. There's no reason for us to be stopped tonight. We barely lost to this team a couple weeks ago. I know in my heart that this talented group of young friend in front of me are much more skilled than those wimps. Every single thing you've learned goes to work tonight. Billy, your line is starting it up. Let's go, boys. Let's do this." My heart pumps fast. 5 players huddle and pray together in the far corner. I bounce from one foot to the other. Armando sits head down and closes his eyes. Blake, our captain, springs a stern look. "Huddle in, boys. Let's play a good, hard game and show these guys who we are." Our gloved fists connect together in the middle. 1, 2, 3, go Devils! Our arms spring and whip towards the ceiling. I look around. We want it. We patiently wait inside the dressing room. From the arena's speakers, the commentator announces our names. Assistant Coach Ryan holds the door open as our soldiers file onto the rink. Only 2 players remain inside our fortress. Number 16, Blake Sayers. The commentator stretches out the name. And last, number 5, Billy Verbensky. I dash out of the dressing room and pounce onto the ice. The roster announcement sure feels like the big leagues. I race around our net and blue line. I pump long strides while the cool breeze rushes through my face cage. The cold ice air tingles my nostrils. The roar from the crowd demands me to play my best. It's time to play some hockey.
That was Journey, written and read by William Verbensky. This concludes Life Rattle number 1330. My name is Laurie Callis. I recorded William reading his story. And, though I think this is almost an aside to the meaning of tonight's story, for those who are curious about the game's outcome, let me share what the modest William told me during our recording session. Scoreless, the championship game went into overtime. William Verbensky scored the winning goal. Way to go, William. Life Rattle was created by Arnie Ackman and Guy Allen. Be sure to tune in next week for a Life Rattle Classic program hosted by Virginia Ashbury.